If you Google top reasons startup fail, you're gonna see a variety of different reasons. I'm going to hone in on the top three because they alone make up for more than 75% of the startups. In reverse order, the third most common reason is because of the team. And there's two ways to look at this. Sometimes it's co-founder conflict, disagreements with the founders on what to build, how to build, when to build it, and a slew of other differences. The other perspective is not having the right team. Perhaps it's too heavy on the business side and not on tech, or vice versa. Or maybe there's just not enough experience altogether. And then other times, it's just a loss of interest in this space. This is why it's so important to do upfront work to figure out who you're working with and if there are any core skills that are missing. And you just have to keep having those hard conversations to ensure everything is aligned. The second most common reason startups fail is due to funding or profit. Whether they were funded and spent it all, or bootstrapped and just can't put in any more, or maybe they weren't able to get enough traction to receive funding support. If it only monetizes at scale, then fundraising early on is going to be super important, so you got to start creating that story early. Or maybe it means compensation, is through equity versus cash early on. In any event, running out of cash is very real. And this usually occurs when founders either fail to plan realistically or just didn't plan at all. So you've got to get comfortable with spreadsheets. That leaves me with the number one reason startups fail: no market need. This means founders have built something that no one else or not enough people want. From my experience, I've seen founders get tunnel vision, building a product just for themselves, scratching their own itch, not what the market wants. The best way to avoid this is to listen to your customers. The problem has to be large enough. You gotta listen to your users, you gotta email them, you gotta send follow-up surveys, you gotta try and have phone calls, video wherever possible, get feedback about what they do like and they don't like, what they want it to be. You got to know that this is a moving target, and what may help them today may not help them next month or next year. So you need to ensure you are edging closer to product market fit, and you do that by keeping an ear to the ground. Whatever it takes, give them a voice in your product development roadmap.